Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another second of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, right? Be part of the solution. Come on, seriously. Be part of the solution. It's the way it works. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I mean, Mike Lindell's making it so that guys like me can make a few bucks online. I want to make sure, not just, and it's not just so I can make a few bucks online. Okay, let's be clear about this. And so I can make a few bucks online. You can save a lot of bucks online. And you're buying American products, or American-made products, I should say. Now, I don't know what 100% of those products made in America. I really don't know. But I know the bulk of them are. But you're talking about pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, all of this. There's no reason for you not to partake of, not to be part of. Right? No, really, honestly. Be part of it. You know, make sure that you've got that you are supporting companies who support you. Why is that so bad? Okay? And then that way that you keep him in business, you keep people living in this country, people who believe in the same things you do, you keep them working. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, don't give up, stay with it. I know sometimes it feels like, you know, you beat your brains up for no good reason. But it's not true. You can get it done, you can make it happen. You got to be informed. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save somewhere between 30% and 70%, depending on what it is you're buying. And you keep the money here. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code Joe. We all make out on the deal. All right. Walmart said today that, you know, theft is a lot higher than what it has been historically. Duh. Really? Target and Rite Aid jumped in. They talked about how bad the theft has been over the, you know, last couple of years. And during the holidays, it'll be even more. Or be even worse. Doug McMillon, he is the Walmart CEO. He became the latest retail executive to weigh in on the theft that's been happening. So during his appearance on CNBC, McMillon said the theft is higher than it was historically been. Explain that Walmart has safety and security measures that we put into place by store location to help combat these issues. He said, I think local law enforcement being staffed and being a good partner is part of the equation. But they don't have that anymore. You don't know when they're going to show up. Right? Anyway, in mid-September, the National Retail Federation found total losses from shrink, a term retailers use for theft and other types of inventory loss. Ready for this one? It increased by almost $100 billion. It wasn't $100 billion. It increased by almost $100 billion in 2021. And as that one young lady said, maybe this is reparations. I don't know. That's what she said. Right? Just amazing. According to the National Retail Security Survey, and organized retail crime incidents soared almost 27%. Walmart CEO also said that during his appearance that prices will be higher and or stores will close if authorities not being strict about prosecuting theft isn't corrected. Ooh. Well, there you go. McMillan responded to a separate question about what he'd like from policymakers. He wants policy consistency and clarity so we can make capital investments with some vision. You know, it's really funny. Even the mayor, whose name won't be mentioned here, from Chicago, she was begging, you know, the CVS, the Targets, or what have you, to open their stores and couldn't understand why they were leaving. Right? I mean, she wants them back in there. She knows exactly why they're not coming back, exactly why they won't open. She's trying to make them look like the bad guys. But you've got people that won't go because, look, who wants to be run over by people running into the store to rob the place and run out again? Who wants to be an employee of that store with the chances of being hit by one of those people, run over, hurt, whatever, and working in that store? It's just amazing. You know, and Target and Rite Aid, same thing for them. They don't want any part of it either. The Target CFO told investors that in mid-November, to date, shrink has already reduced our gross margin from more than $400 million versus last year. We expect to reduce our gross margin more than $600 million by the time the year's done. And some of you, I know, on the left go, well, yeah, what do you need $600 million for? How do you think they open up new stores? How do you think they do updates to the stores? How do you think they do this? They don't do it because they're nice people, right? This is an industry-wide problem that's often driven by criminal networks. We're collaborating with multiple stakeholders. A lot more to this story. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Go see your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're just talking about how, retailers, Target and others have now decided, what's being stolen from our stores is way too much. Almost 29% in theft. This is not what they expected. And basically what they're talking about is that if the police departments were funded properly, this would be a non-issue. Okay? Really, think about it. This would be a non-issue. And they need law and order. They need people to be convicted of these crimes. Right now, it's not happening. And they're open to it. I mean, they're openly saying it for once. Again, as I said before, 855, got something to say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. I'm still reeling and trying to figure out how it is. Although I do know how it is. When you look at the map for Georgia, Walker won 90% of the state. Right? But this is where it's really dangerous, because when you get into the inner cities, where they're extremely liberal and anything really goes, that's when you start to have the trouble. That's when you start to have the issues, right? So, oh, God bless. We've watched this happen over the years. Never done anything about it. I mean, we really haven't done anything about it. We have to stop saying things like live and let live. We have to, it's not true. They don't let us live and, you know, let us live, so to speak. They want to tell you how to, you heard it from out of Gorsuch's mouth today. They were basically re-education camps that they want to send these people to when they don't believe in a certain lifestyle or way of living or way of anything. New Orleans police superintendent retires. He said he's had it. He's done. Amid mounting pressure in New Orleans, he's going to retire from his position at the end of this year. The city of New Orleans will soon bid farewell to the great leader, a great partner, and a great friend. After 24 years of dedicated public service to the city of New Orleans, Superintendent Sean Ferguson will retire. He gave the city his very best, she said. Now, Ferguson was named chief by Cantrell in 2019 to replace outgoing chief Michael Harrison. Now, City Council Vice President J.P. Morrell called for Ferguson's resignation last week as the City Council worked to approve the city's $1.5 billion budget, where $25 million will go towards a police recruitment and retention incentive package. So you repair the hull of the Titanic over and over and over again, but if the captain keeps driving into the iceberg, nothing will change. So you've got one person giving him kudos and one not. Right? Now, they're talking about the crime spike, but I got to tell you, the crime spike, I would never just simply blame on the chief of police. I'd love to know how many of these people are being prosecuted. How many of these people are actually, when they're put in jail, are they being prosecuted? Are they being let out of no bail? I don't know. Do you? And it's becoming more and more prevalent in most of these major cities. In September, New Orleans overtook St. Louis as the murder capital of America. It saw a 141% increase in homicides. Hello? An organization called Metropolitan Crime Commission, who track crime and try to bring it down, there have been 52 homicides per 100,000 residents as of September, they said. St. Louis has been almost 45 homicides per 100,000 residents. So until these people are actually thrown in jail, right, charged with and thrown in jail, this isn't going to stop anytime soon. Right? No, really, it's not going to stop. There's no reason to. I'm not going to go to jail for this. What do I care? Why should I be concerned about it, if you would? Unreal. Elon Musk fired top Twitter counsel Jim Baker. Well, there's a bad name now. For his role in the suppression of information. He's going, look at, I don't care what you like, I'm not a fan of the guy, haven't been. But he's cleaning house. Right? Matt Taibbi, the journalist who first broke the news on Elon Musk's Twitter files, he revealed that the company's top lawyer had vetted what information was shared without the knowledge of his new boss. So even
even the new information that went out didn't go out the way that Musk wanted it. I find that amazing. They still had a mindset that they figured this guy wasn't paying attention. Right? And that they would be able to still run and do what they wanted to do. God, again, they have raised this kind of mentality there, at Twitter. Now, Musk announced on Tuesday he terminated the deputy general counsel in light of concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to public dialogue. In other words, get it out there. Don't suppress it. When asked by a Twitter user if Baker was able to explain himself, Musk replied, his explanation was unconvincing. And then he started dropping, Taibbi started dropping other files again that he now got his hands on. Just amazing. You know this guy, Jim Baker. He's a former FBI general counsel. Interesting. On Friday, the first installment of the Twitter files were published. He said they expected to publish more over the weekend. Many wondered why there was a delay. He said, we can tell you now, part of the reason was Jim Baker. Right? He was going through the files first, deciding what was going to be put out, what wasn't. Just nuts. I mean, again, they don't understand. They have a boss. They're supposed to do what they're told to do. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. We'll be a lot more to talk about.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Department of Education federal contractor Accenture mistakenly sent emails to millions of student loan borrowers, informing them of their approval into the Biden administration's loan forgiveness program. Those approval emails were reportedly sent November 22nd and 23rd. The U.S. is no longer in the World Cup, and neither is Spain. Even though they tied Morocco 0-0, Morocco advances due to penalties. Nick Bollettieri, the legendary tennis coach, died at his home in Florida over the weekend. He was 91. Bollettieri coached at least 10 players that went on to reach world number one status and was just the fourth coach to be inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting involved in the conversation as well. You know, I'm not one to put down college people. Never have been. I would, you know. You guys work hard for the degree in most cases, not all. In most cases. And got great degrees, whether it's in engineering or psychology or what have you, whatever it was you went to school for, I get it. But I think it's really, now what we're seeing is college degree values have plummeted. Mostly because of the woke stuff, more than anything else. Parents have sacrificed, you know, I mean, think about what your parents and grandparents went through to make sure that your parents and or you had money to be able to go to college. For decades, parents have sacrificed. Students have gone into debt. Between the two to fund degrees, now days that lead actually nowhere. Right now, and the college scam may be up soon. I mean, think about the dollars it costs you. Some of you guys spent almost as much money as you did for your first house to get to college. Wrong. Bad. Terrible. No. That's why when people say, oh my God, it's so expensive to go to college in this country, it's not true. You can go to colleges and universities in your state, in the county that you live in a lot of cases, especially here in California and some of the states like Massachusetts, New York, and so forth. And those state colleges are next to nothing to go to. For decades, parents have sacrificed, think about it, on their backs, they've given things up for you to go to college. Now, right now, you've got a tight job market. More employers, including Google and IBM and some state governments, they're scrapping the degree requirements. They're opening jobs up to non-degree holders. Elon Musk declared that college is basically for fun. He looks for people who have years of experience in the field of the job that they're applying for. Look, years ago, I won't mention the name of the company, I'll be nice about it. But years ago, when I was very involved in the technology world, very well known in some areas, I had the opportunity to go to work for a big company out of Chicago, so maybe I made the right decision, I don't know. Anyway, I went through all the interviews, I went through all the testing, I went through all of that stuff. And I ended up beating out the whole group. I think it was 11 of us total. And that job paid really well. It was quite some time ago. So it paid really, really well. Anyway, the bottom line with it was, when they were putting my paperwork together, when I said I accepted the job, they put my paperwork together. They said, we can't find your transcript. Now, I had already had, at the time, I had 15 years, 18 years experience in that field that I was applying for. And I said, well, if you find one, it ain't mine. I don't have one. I didn't go to college. They were like, oh, dude, we got a problem. So they went all the way up to the CEO of the company. They decided to hire the guy with the degree who lasted 8 months with this company. Because with all due respect to those who have the degree, a lot of you come out of college and you think you're all that in a bag of chips. And the reality is that unless you get in the field, especially when it came to technology, unless you're that guy sweating it out at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't get one of the major law firms in Los Angeles up and running again, you don't really know what experience is all about. You don't really understand. Until you've actually managed people and worked with people and worked alongside those people you're trying to manage, you don't get it. And at the management position later on, I already did really well. I always did really well because I grew up in the business. I knew what it was like. I knew what these guys were going to. So I knew how to treat them so I'd get, well, frankly, the most productivity I could get out of them. So they fired that guy months later, give a call back, and I said, no. You didn't see the value in me without that piece of paper. You didn't have the vision to can that. You could have tried me out for 8 months. If I blew it up in 8 months, what would have been the big whoop? And so Mr. Musk is now validating what I always said. I want somebody with the experience. And when people used to come to me to apply for jobs, they would have these degrees from ITT Tech or DeVry Institute or any of those. I wouldn't hire them. Because they just got out of school a month ago. And the stuff that they were testing on was stuff that was technology. It was probably two or three revisions behind. Anyway. So the trend happening now, you get all these very expensive degrees that mean nothing. They're going nowhere. Right? And President Barack Obama at one time, again, you got to give honor to whom honor is due. You got to give these guys credit when there is credit. President Obama proposed rating colleges based in part on how well their graduates earn a living and pay back their loans. Ooh. But the higher education lobby crushed that one. He couldn't even push that one through. Now, these colleges are raising tuition mercilessly because the government's giving out money like crazy on these things. So families are taking on more debt, getting money from the government, but taking on more debt for these people to go. Over a lifetime, getting a college degree pays off financially. That is, unless your major has absolutely no market value. Right? I mean, a large number of students are getting degrees in things that don't earn any money. They go take out federal loans. And they major in what? A theater. One of the most popular choices, and graduate with a bachelor's degree will likely earn an annual salary of $30,000. And that's only after you know, 3 to 5 years after you graduate. Right? And that salary, it's impossible to pay back a loan. And, but matter of fact, if you're trying to get a job in New York, you can't even live anywhere but a dumpster. And it infuriates me still to this day that high school counselors, the only thing, and I'll paint with a broad brush, but I know they're not all like this. The push for them is get the kids into college. Got to go to college. Got to take these classes for college. Why? I don't want to go to college. In the 70s, when I graduated high school, and for some of you know, I've told you the story where I dropped out. But I dropped out my senior year. Not because I was an idiot or lazy or anything. I was making more money than most of the teachers were. What did I need school for? But I lost that job. I went to work. It's a long story, but the short story is I painted football helmets for high schools. Yeah, whatever. Okay, covered head to toe in the middle of the summer, painted football helmets, making next to nothing. Went back to school. Got my high school degree. Now, really, seriously. You know, and I didn't go there because I felt like I needed the education as much as my calcium pounded into my head. If I didn't finish high school, I would never finish anything because I'd always have that thing hanging over my head. And I think he was right. Anyway, it truly is. If you think about this, the advisors that send your kids to college without any real plan, without any real strategy, without any real way to pay it back, how can you send your kids to school, that theater degree over 3 or 4 years cost them about $100,000, give or take a few bucks. How long will it take you to pay that back at 30 grand a year, 40 grand a year, 50 grand a year? Unless they move it with you and give all the money to pay back the loan. Now, the Department of Education offers a college scorecard, and it lets you know what colleges who take out federal loans are earning 3 years later. And maybe that's something you should look at before you go spending all that money in school. Because the colleges aren't going to tell your kids, ooh, hey, watch it. You're going to get stuck with this. No, they're not going to do that. At the State University of New York I guess it's called Purchase. Wow. Theater is the second most popular major among students with federal loan debt. How many of those classes can you fill? Right? And how many theater majors do you need that have spent $80,000 to $100,000 for a college degree? Look, you go to college for computer sciences, and I'm not pushing any one of these schools. And for less money, you can go to DeVry or ITT Tech or any one of those places of old. Spend less money and have more knowledge. Come to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Bacito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. You know, truly, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, listening. Listening's always cool, right? And just paying attention to what's going on. Just again, engaging. Because if you don't engage, then, I don't know. How do you get informed? How do you know what's going on? Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only real way you win. It's the only real way that we get... Look at what's going on in Georgia right now. How did Warmock win? How did that happen? I have no clue. I don't see how. I have no clue. Were people that ignorant? Well, maybe they like the high crime. Right? I mean, maybe they do. And maybe because he has a reverend in front of his name. You know, it's the Bible Belt. And I remember when he ran the first time, all the phony phone calls going out from different parts of the country into Georgia. And they knew. They knew who they were talking to because you heard some of these, not the transcripts, but you heard some of these recorded calls where they were talking about the Reverend, and they actually would call people on Sunday. I mean, I heard these things. Some of you heard them, too. Where the guy's got a phony Southern accent saying, you know, well, I'm sorry to bother you on the Lord's Day, but I'm calling you to make sure that Reverend, you know, and they go down that line with it. Lying. But they didn't care. I mean, that's how unscrupulous they are. They didn't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. A couple more rapid-fire stories, the ones that I really like. You already know that. Here's one of the View that I found really interesting. The View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin says that she can't get a word in without being attacked by the co-host. Wait, are you shocked? I'm not shocked. This is exactly how these people operate. Here, take a listen. Maybe we can get to the juice of this.
We've come a long way in kind of critiquing some of the male practices that are not helpful and that needed to be called out. And I think that women have made a ton of progress, but we can also be each other's worst enemies. It's still the case, and I hate to say it, some of the worst bosses I've had have been women, and sometimes colleagues in the workplace who are women. And I always think of the Madeleine Albright quote.
Well, that's what happens when you work with Kellyanne Conway.
Oh. I mean, well, I can't really get a word in without you attacking me, so I wouldn't say this is a totally different. This isn't like a totally different environment of women supporting each other. But Madeleine Albright's always said there's a special place in hell for women who don't help and support other women. Right. And something I try to live by. I think that we have a duty to kind of give that back, especially for the women who come after us.
Right? And this doesn't stop. I mean, come on, really, let's just be honest about it. It doesn't stop. They constantly go after each other. You know? And so now, she said that, she goes on to say, I have to say that, and I have to give Whoopi Goldberg credit. You've been just like the so supportive of all the women on the show. No, it's not true, but whatever. Because you've accomplished so much, we've all coming up under you. I mean, it's kind of hard, never mind. And just looking, you know, I think, look, I'm glad you said that because women support women more than they don't. But I think it's worth acknowledging when we are hard on each other, how bad that is. Yeah, I don't know where she got that. She had me when she attacked them for, you know, saying it the way she said it. But she's right. Those people on The View don't want to hear anything. They don't want to hear anything positive. They don't want to hear anything that raises up a conservative in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? I mean, for real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. You join in, call in, do whatever you want. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. The U.S. Postal Service, they got caught spying on conservatives. House Democrats on Tuesday rejected a Republican request for information about the U.S. Postal Service's surveillance program. The GOP says it's reportedly been used to spy on conservatives. Why did they say no? See, these guys are idiots. I would not ask for any of this stuff until they got sworn in and took over. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service operates the Internet Covert Operations Program, or ICOP, right? The Postal Inspection Service is the security arm of the Postal Service, and ICOP works to assess threats to its infrastructure, employees, and customers by monitoring open-source information. In order to preserve operation effectiveness, U.S. Postal Inspection Service does not discuss its protocols. It doesn't tell you how it investigates things, what its methods are, the tools it uses, or anything like that. Now, remind you that Congress funds them. Congress is their boss and has a right to ask them how and what they're doing. In 2021, however, reports surfaced that ICOP was sending out bulletins to law enforcement officials on the movement of protesters, including one that claimed to have information on militia groups, ones that were going to threaten the White House and Speaker Pelosi. It prompted an Inspector General report released last March that found ICOP's actions exceeded Postal Inspection Service law enforcement authority. Gee, surprised that the federal government, that a federal government agency exceeded its enforcement authority. I can't imagine. Can you imagine? Then in September, the Cato Institute also obtained records indicating that ICOP had been used to track gun rights activists. And conservative groups opposed to President Biden. It drove Representative Andrew Clyde, a Republican in Georgia, to propose a resolution demanding all documents and information about ICOP's alleged activities. Let it go. Wait. Right? I mean, seriously. In a meeting Tuesday of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Democrats voted to unfavorably report Clyde's resolution to the floor, effectively killing the request for more information. Republicans argued unsuccessfully for its passage. My question is, what do we have to do? I mean, what are we not their bosses? I mean, come on, really think about this. The Postal Service. Aren't they supposed to be giving the Congress what they want? Give them the information they need? I mean, I don't want Congress spending 24/7 doing this. But I do want Congress to be paying attention. Do some of these. You're not going to have to do many of these inquiries, whatever you want to call them. Because they don't really end up, nobody ends up going to jail. But do these inquiries and get the information out there. Post it everywhere. Right? Let everybody know what's going on. Let everybody know what took place and what happened. It's a way to do it. It is the way to get it out there. It is the way to make these guys nervous. At least that's how I see it. Expose everything. Hide nothing. GOP's fired a few warning shots at the IRS, but I don't know where that's going to go. Lawmakers press the IRS why 30 million taxpayer documents were destroyed. Republicans in the House Ways and Means Committee asked the IRS this week to keep all documents related to its 2021 decision to destroy millions of taxpayer filings. Because they couldn't catch up. They were 30 million behind. During the first few months of the Biden administration, the IRS destroyed 30 million paper filed information returns, which must be filed, right, by small businesses and others to inform the IRS of various transactions. The IRS claimed that the software limitations prevented it from processing those returns, so they destroyed them. The IRS insisted no taxpayer would be penalized as a result of its decision. But tax professionals came back and said, oh, wait a minute. You wiped out documents that took them forever to put together. There was an expense to the person that had, you know, that paid to have them put together. Now if they have to do them again, then what? Who's going to pay for it? The IRS going to pay for it? Committee Republicans repeatedly sought this document and information. They wrote the Ways and Means ranking member. They wanted information on this. Why and how did this happen? I love it. You know, and now you're looking at what? We have to put bills out there. We're going to start putting laws together about truly what the reach is. Remember, these agencies that they create on a regular basis, I don't care whether it's the IRS or the EPA, whatever. When they put a law together, those people have carte blanche to a big degree to enforce those laws any way they want to put the rules together any way they want to. You heard SCOTUS recently. They said the EPA had an overreach. Health and Human Services, overreach. Yeah. Joe Mattino, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back here tomorrow. We'll all be here. Hopefully you'll be with us.